Grab yourself a cold one. It's time for UP the podcast. Hello and welcome to UP the podcast. I'm your host, Dan, podcasting from the Acoustic Garage in Negaunee Township. On today's very special episode, actor and singer-songwriter Jeff Daniels calls in to talk about his new album, Keep It Right Here. And proceeds from the album go to help out the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea, Michigan. It's available at jeffdaniels.com for purchase or download. Let's get right to the interview. Hello, this is Dan.
Dan, it's Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels, thank you so much for calling.
You bet.
Listen to you this morning on Bob and Tom.
Oh, yeah.
What's your history with Bob and Tom? Is there a Michigan connection there?
Midwestern connection. I probably have done them, 12 times or so over the years with movies and things like that. I've actually, when I've been on tour and been in that area, I've stopped into the studio and literally sat there for 2 hours, you know, playing, you know, and talking with them and all that. So they're good guys.
Oh, great. Let's talk a little bit about your album, Keep It Right Here. I've got it here, and I noticed just looking at the cover, it's not just Jeff Daniels on here. You've got a picture. You got Brad Phillips and Dominic John Davis also pictured with you.
Yep.
All three of you are wearing sunglasses. What does that...
Wear the same pair of sunglasses.
Same pair.
Yeah.
What does that represent for a feel for the album?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
It just seemed like a good idea. And they were threatening to do like a big photo shoot. And I said, no, here's what we do. Take this picture. All right, Dom, you wear them. All right, Brad, now you wear them. Great. See what happened? That's great. Terrific.
Nice.
I hate photo sessions, so it was kind of a quick kind of thing. But it was a way to kind of, you know, sell me, but feature those guys because they're such an important part of this CD. And they're Michigan guys. Brad is a mandolin fiddle player that's played all over the state, and Dom has played upright bass with Steppin' in it, which has played all over the state as well. And so real good Michigan musicians, and I was happy to feature them.
Great. Yeah, I actually just did an interview with Joshua Davis and Dominic John Davis from the band Steppin' in It. They will be in Marquette this weekend. Steppin' in It's playing at Upfront & Company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Do you recommend that people go out and see them?
I'm a huge fan of Steppin' in It. Yeah, those guys are consummate musicians and put on a great show.
They filled in on the album or enhanced the album. What was that experience like? You had your son recording?
Yeah, my son Ben manned the board. He's got his own band, the Ben Daniels Band, but he can also run a board. So he kind of put down the basic tracks. But it's writing these things and then bringing Dom and Brad on and going, what do you hear? What do you hear in mandolin? And not really forcing an arrangement on them, just finding out what the song and the melody line inspires in them and their instruments, and then just getting out of the way. And that's kind of how we did this. This thing was recorded fairly quickly and without a lot of, very little of telling anyone what to do. It was more kind of play what you hear, rolling.
Yeah, when I listened to the album, it sounds like you had a good time making it.
Yeah, we did. We really did.
Do you think we'll see the Ben Daniels Band doing some shows up here?
You know, I think they've played at the Upfront before. I know they have.
Okay.
I know that they're going to go out this summer. And I know they're planning on cruising through Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. And so I expect you'll see them again, yeah.
And you've been known to be inspired by Upper Michigan.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about maybe your first song that the UP inspired?
Well, certainly on this particular CD, the song The Michigan in Me was written on the shores of Lake Michigan. There's a rest area near Naubin Way, a little bit east of Naubin Way. It's just a beautiful rest area. And I was driving back from somewhere out west and took Route 2 across the top of the country and found myself stopping there before I hit the bridge. And the sun was setting, and it was just gorgeous. And, you know, it was realizing that Michigan is home. It's who we are. It's what we are. It's where we're from. And good or bad, this is who I am. So I wrote that song sitting on that beach. And I will always remember that beach, you know, for that song and that song for that beat. So I it's very inspiring up there. You know, I've read a lot of Jim Harrison and John Volker and guys like that, and it's for whatever reason, it's very inspiring for me up there.
What was your first connection with the UP? I know, you know, Escanaba in the Moonlight is a, you know, deer hunting story up here. When did you start coming up here?
Not until I got married. My wife is from Marquette, and
okay,
you know, in 78, we got married in 79. 78, you know, she had me come up and kind of really go deep into the UP and Marquette, particularly Big Bay. And I'd never, you know, been any place like that. And I came across the Lumberjack Tavern, and we discovered that there's an actual dance they do. It's a drunken dance, but still a dance, called the Big Bay Shuffle. And so I went back home and wrote a song called the Big Bay Shuffle that featured, you know, people doing this dance. And we sang it at our wedding in 1979, me and the band that we hired. And it was great fun. And now it's a part of the show. And then, you know, years later when I started the Purple Rose and I was looking to write a play that really spoke to people from Michigan, I came across deer hunting and five guys in a deer camp, and then set it in Escanaba, simply because Guy Sandville, who's the artistic director of the theater, grew up in Escanaba. And he goes, "You got to put it in Escanaba." I said, "Yeah, well, okay, all right." Hmm. And that kind of placed it in the UP.
Right. Do you deer hunt?
Nope.
You don't? Okay.
Nope. My family does, and a lot of my friends do, but I don't.
Oh, all right. So the Big Bay, the trips to Big Bay are merely for pleasure and not necessarily hunting?
See relatives, Marquette, you know, see relatives in Marquette, okay. Stuff like that. I like it. It's an escape. It really is, especially for somebody who works in New York and Hollywood. It's a great escape.
I listened to an interview, and you mentioned that comedy is harder to do than drama. I'm thinking of, like, Escanaba in the Moonlight or the Big Bay Shuffle. What would you say to someone who doesn't quite get the humor in that and might even be a youper that might be offended?
Well, first of all, it's...
You know, they might think that you're poking fun.
Oh, God, yeah. You know? Yeah, when we were up shooting Escanaba, you know, we had people driving by in their pickup trucks with their gun racks, you know, saying, "Go back to Hollywood."
Really?
Yeah, and that's okay. I get it. But show me a deer camp where nobody's farted, and I'll tell you it's not a real deer camp. And show me a deer camp where they aren't drinking, and I'll show you it's not really a deer camp. And that's kind of what we did. I think there are guys like there are guys who turn these guys more into caricatures, and I think the guys in the play and then the guys in the movie, while, yeah, they're funny and yeah, they talk funny and all of that, underneath there's this, you know, family tradition and these rituals that go decades to decades, this love story that goes underneath, this whole father-son story that is the heart of the movie. And you got a guy that lives in the Upper Peninsula and has been hunting for 33 years and has never bagged a buck. I'm sorry, but that's funny. And so I have a limited amount of patience for people who were born without a sense of humor. And, you know, we're real proud of what we did with Escanaba in the Moonlight, as well as Escanaba in Love, and also the third play I wrote, Escanaba.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's a love letter to the Upper Peninsula, with one of the greatest fart scenes in the history of the American theater. That's all.
You didn't shy away from the fart scene, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Now, some people might not realize that. That's actually a three-part series?
It's a trilogy, yeah. I mean, Escanaba in the Moonlight was written, and it was supposed to be just one-off. It's just a one play, and it was set in 1989, but it was so successful. And then we made the movie, and then people kept wanting to see the play, and you know, you play in Wisconsin and they just eat it up. And so I decided to write a prequel to it, the same deer camp set in 1944, and took a lot of those characters and just backed them up 50 years. And then I wrote that one, which was really more about the night that Albert Jr. brought Big Betty Ballou to camp, the night he married her.
Okay.
And so that became that story, and it was really kind of truly was just a love story. And then I wrote the third one because I knew I wanted a trilogy. And that set that in 1922, the year that Alphonse built the can. So basically, it's just Alphonse Soddy hanging the door on the can with fresh cut wood and everything. And then he hears this guy outside, and it's a guy named James Negomini, who is the ancestor to Jimmer.
Oh, an ancestor. It's not Jimmer, it's an ancestor to
Jimmer. It's his ancestor, yeah. So it's the meeting of the Soddies, the first Soddy to the first Negomini, and it doesn't go well.
As expected. Have you been running that at the Purple Rose? I thought I saw that it was playing like last year, last fall.
I think we opened it last fall, yeah. Ran for 18 weeks.
When I was listening to you on Bob and Tom, I was kind of surprised, but not really surprised, that they asked you about Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that you still get questions on that?
No, it's a very popular movie, and people laugh. That's okay.
Great, because I have a couple questions. They're UP related. I have to ask you these. So many scenes in Dumb and Dumber, I relate to those as a Uper. You know, peeing in the beer bottles, or getting your tongue stuck on a frozen pole.
Yeah.
Or riding doubles on the mini bike.
Yeah.
Did any of your UP experiences prepare you for those scenes, or lend to those?
I think those are kind of universal. They happen to people all over the country, and yes, in Europe.
Yes, I see.
People have peed in a bottle in Switzerland, you know. So it's just what people do during desperate times.
And I read Farrelly Brothers are from Rhode Island, so it must happen in Rhode Island also.
Apparently a lot, yeah.
Great. Hey, I just read today there was some rumors of another Dumb and Dumber script. Part two. Any
rumors? I think they're talking about it. It's been a long time since they've even done that. So I think the fact that all the parties are kind of discussing the possibility is one thing. Writing a script that everybody's happy with is another, and then shooting the movie is a third. So it's a process, but we'll see.
Yeah. Have they contacted you about that?
I'm aware of it, yeah.
Aware of it. I wanted to ask you about your RV tour of the UP. You've got a webisode series of your last tour, 2009.
Yeah.
Very exciting. You stop at Sault Ste. Marie to a canceled show and play anyways. Fight through a winter storm. Could you talk about that a little bit, and then will we see another tour?
I'm actually going to come up there in August. I'm going to play with Brian Vander Ark, and we're going to come up through Calumet and Curtis and I think Marquette and Big Top to Chautauqua over in Bayfield, Wisconsin. Where else? We're going to do that in August. It's if you go to the official Jeff Daniels channel on YouTube, you will see a 13 series of webisodes, as you know, that are just, it's all just true. We just, every time we got an idea, let's just film it, let's go, and we winged it. And we had a great fun doing that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
All right, Dan.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Thanks for being on UP the Podcast. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Well, just like that, the beer's gone, so the podcast's over. I'd like to thank Jeff Daniels again for being on UP the Podcast, and make sure you go to jeffdaniels.com and check out the new album, Keep It Right Here, featuring Brad Phillips and Dominic John Davis. It's definitely worth a listen. That was UP the Podcast. Thanks for listening.